Should be good.
All right, the recording is starting with Jeremy Ricks and Susan Cofano on the line. We do have a quorum of the boards. It's 1:32 p.m. and then we'll call the meeting to order. Moving on to item 1B, approval of the agenda. We would like to make one amendment to the agenda. Just so everyone knows, we would amend the agenda to include an approval item today. And then at the next board meeting, we would, assuming that item is approved, we would include that to ratify to ensure that it was posted on a posted agenda for public consumption. But we would like to amend the agenda to include item 2D, consideration and approval of quarter one payment details report.
Okay, I'll move to.
Thank you, Susan.
To amend the agenda.
Thank you.
Second.
First and second, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Thank you. Moving on to public comment for non-agenda items. If there are any members of the public on the line that would like to address the boards, please state your name and do so now. Right, seeing and hearing none, there's no need for director comment. We can move on to action items. Starting with item 2A, consideration and approval of the meeting minutes for December 19th, 2025. Those minutes were included in the board packet for your review. If you have any questions, let us know, or if you'd like to make any changes. Otherwise, we're looking for a motion to approve those minutes.
I move to approve.
Second.
First and second, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Thank you. All right, and moving on to consideration and approval of unaudited financial statements for the period ending March 31st, 2026. That item was in your board packet and can be found on page 5. Derek, is there anything, would you like to review these financials for the boards?
Yeah, I'd love to. Go ahead and jump to page 7. That's where we'll spend the focus. So we have the three different funds. You have the general fund, the debt service fund, and the projects fund. So we'll look at those for we'll look at the revenues, the expenses, and then the ending fund balance. So we're going to start on page 7 there with the general fund. We're going to focus on the middle column, which is the actual through March 31st, 2026. So the revenues, there's a little bit of interest. You have $1,600 in revenue. And then the expenses through March 31st is about $7,000. Those are the administrative expenses of accounting and finance, district administration, and legal. And that leaves an ending fund balance of $154,727. And then moving down to the next page, page 8, the debt service fund. The revenues that you've received so far this year are $31,963, and those are interest earnings from the funds that are resting in those accounts. And then the expenses currently are at zero. Those will come out as scheduled in June and December as the bond payments are made. So those will show up on the next set of financials. You'll have some activity there. So currently the ending fund balance is $3,392,924. It's a lot different reading it out loud than just seeing it in your eyeballs, right?
Yes.
And then moving to the next page, page 9, currently revenues are a little bit of interest earnings, $336. There are no expenditures in the capital funds. Ending balance is currently $35,024. So those funds were rolled over from the cost of issuance funds. So those funds can be used for capital projects as they are incurred, and the district can reimburse for those up to that point. So any questions on the financials for today?
I don't have any questions. I've seen requisitions come through. Jeremy, do you have any questions?
No.
Okay, right, that's my presentation for today.
Thank you, Derek. If there's no questions, we'd be looking for a motion to approve the unaudited financial statements for the period ending March 31st, 2026. Somebody like to make motion?
I'll move to approve the unaudited financial statements for the period ending at 3/31/26.
Second.
Thank you. First and second, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Great. Moving on to the ratification of engagement of Klinger Hingerman for 2025 audits. Derek, would you be handling this one as well?
Yeah, sure. So 2025 transactions require that we have an audit of the financials. So that we presented you with three different options that we had gone to bid, and you chose Klinger Hagerman to be the auditor for the 2025 year, and you've signed the contract. They've already been engaged and they're doing the work, so everything's moving forward. We just have to ratify that decision formally in this board meeting. So
okay, I move to ratify the engagement of Klinger Hagerman.
Second.
Here's our first and second. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Jeremy, was that an aye from you as well?
Yes.
Thank you. Just for the recording. So moving on to item 2D, this is the amended item. This is consideration or approval of the quarter one payment details report. We sent this out just before the meeting started, but I'll bring it up on the screen too for your review. And I'll pass it to Derek one more time to talk to you.
Okay, this one is a report that you'll see each quarter now. Basically, it's just the payment or cash that comes out of the accounts. You just have to review those each quarter so that you can see the expenditures that are actually being paid. So this would speak to those requisitions that you mentioned, Susan. So this is just a brief report that shows you the cash that came out of the admin fund, and that would be reflected also on the financials there. So you'll see the payments to Pinnacle Consulting Group and Fear Law Group as well. So that's a very basic report today.
Any questions?
None for me.
There's no questions. We're looking for a motion to approve the quarter one payment details reports.
I move to approve the quarter one details payment report.
Yeah, is there a second?
Second.
First and second, all in favor say aye.
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 All right. Thank you all. That wraps up our action items. Just one discussion item for the board today. If you're not familiar, House Bill 17, an amendment was passed that changes how anchor locations work within Utah districts. The short of it is that if possible, the district needs to start hosting an anchor location within the bounds of the district. If that's not possible, then the district will work to identify and hold an anchor location that is within a reasonable distance to the district. So moving forward, we need to make sure that we have a district anchor location that adheres to House Bill 17, the new amendment. Jake did send out a couple of potential locations, we have two spots that we were looking at, the Wasatch County Library and Heber City Hall. We were just looking for the board and Zach's feedback, reflection, thoughts on these locations, or if you have any questions about HB 17.
I don't have any questions. Wildwood does have a sales office. I don't know if you'd want to use that or if you'd prefer to use something like the County Library or City Hall.
Okay.
It's for public meeting. I doubt there'll be a public attending, but right. To the extent there is a library or city hall location, may be preferred.
Yeah, the sales office is on the property, Susan. Is that what you were saying?
Yes, it is.
Okay. I mean, I don't think we're going to get many people attending, so I think we could use that, but if you'd prefer, we can use the county
library. Yeah, is there any cost in using the library or the city hall?
Jake, did you get any kind of cost information when you were looking those up, or did you just identify locations?
I did not get costing on there, but being a governmental entity and at least talking to other, at least reviewing with other districts, usually they give a sufficient discount and or just comp the fee as we're a governmental entity. But I would have to do some more research on that.
I think we could just do the sales office as with that address. And then if we start getting people showing up for meetings, we can always adjust if needed. But unless Susan, board members have a different preference.
Hey, Jeremy, what do you think? I think it's going to be easier to post at the sales office. I doubt there'll be attendance.
Okay,
let's do the sales office for now. I will make sure I get you that address.
Thank you, Susan. Yeah, perfect. And that does mean that somebody nearby will need to be on location, post that in the 24-hour timeline, and be there during the meeting just in case anyone does show.
Okay.
Is there somebody... Susan, is that something that you could do? Is there somebody that you would prefer that we talk to?
Not me, but Jeremy,
yes, I can ask up there.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Okay. So Jeremy, will you be the main point of contact for those postings?
Sure.
Okay. I appreciate it.
Yeah, and CC me and I'll follow up as well.
Perfect. That would be wonderful. And Susan, just whenever you get a chance to send that address, we'd appreciate it. Perfect. Do you have any questions, any other comments or thoughts on the HB 17 amendment?
No, not for me.
Thanks. Are there any other discussion items from the board or Zach?
I know you're still waiting for the articles for the HOA. And I had emailed that I had thought that they had been filed, but they had not been. And we have a meeting scheduled because there are some decision items that need to be made with respect to the HOA. So I'll get those to you shortly. I believe I've sent over all of the training certificates that are required.
Okay.
I appreciate that from
all three of you. We're all good.
Okay, perfect.
Some of those certificates, if I'm remembering correctly, I can actually check with them, expire soon.
I don't think so. I sent you a second email that had the OPMA for 2026.
Okay, I will double check that just to be okay. I'll double check that.
Yes. Yeah, I sent it later that evening or the next morning. So make sure you have those. Otherwise, I'll send those over because that's the annual, and we just went ahead and did them real quickly. It was easy. It's like four questions.
Perfect. I'm sure I probably have that. I might have just overlooked it. I'll take a look and I'll get back to you if I can't find it.
Okay. Perfect.
I just confirmed we have them, Brian.
Perfect. Excellent. Love it when things work out. Okay. Anything else from the board or Zach for discussion items or non-action items?
No, nothing from me.
Nothing from me.
Thank you.
All right. May I get a motion to adjourn the meeting at 1:46 p.m.?
I move to adjourn the meeting at 1:46.
I second.
Is there a second? First and second. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Thank you very much.
Thanks, everybody.
You guys have a great week.
Great. Thank you.